Good morning to you all, whether you're in church with us this morning, whether you're watching live at home, or whether you're watching us later on. And welcome to you all as we have our last service today on the theme of the Sermon on the Mount, Living the Good Life. My name's Janet and I'm one of the congregation here, and I'll be providing the links during the service. Let's start this morning by just thinking about who our God is. We all know that times are really uncertain at the moment, whether on a global scale or whether in our own individual lives. So isn't it good that we're coming into the presence of a God who is certain? And just a few of the descriptions of God. God is a rock. God is unchanging. God is constant. God is an anchor. God is a refuge. God is eternal. God is faithful. And a couple of verses from Lamentations chapter 3. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness.
Today's reading is taken from Matthew 7, verses 24 to 29. Anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise, like a person who builds a house on solid rock. Though the rain comes in torrents and the flood waters rise and the winds beat against that house, it won't collapse because it is built on bedrock. But anyone who hears my teaching and doesn't obey it is foolish, like a person who builds a house on sand. When the rains and floods come and the winds beat against that house, it will collapse with a mighty crash. When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, for he taught with real authority, quite unlike their teachers of religious law.
Hi everyone, good morning. Before I speak, shall we just have a moment of prayer? Father, we thank you, as Janet has reminded us, that you are with us. And I pray as we look at your word now, that will be very clear to us and that you would teach us. Please speak to us and help us to hear, because we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. So today we arrive at our final talk in the series looking at the Sermon on the Mount. We've been on quite a journey, really, and a whole range of topics. And throughout the sermon, Jesus seems to me to face us with two options, two ways to live. And I think today's sermon is actually a summary. Today's story is a summary of the whole sermon. And Jesus gives a very simple illustration, which we can all understand, to explain what discipleship is all about, what it means to live the good and beautiful life. He says, imagine your life as a house, as a building. Now, I remember when they were rebuilding the Bullring Centre in the city centre here in Birmingham, which opened in September 2003. Would you believe it's 17 years ago that that happened? For what seemed like forever, they were digging this great big hole and filling it with concrete and drilling and pile driving and pouring in concrete load after concrete load. They were laying the foundations. Eventually, they finished the foundations and the building seemed to shoot up after that. Now, I'm not a civil engineer, but it seemed to me to take longer to do the foundations than to put the building up. And of course, we do hear of buildings and bridges that do collapse today when storms come, and often it's because the foundations were not built correctly. Foundations matter. And so just three thoughts that I had from today's story that Jesus told. First of all, Jesus said, when the rains and storms come, not if they come. Difficulties will come into all of our lives. And it's not very hard to list some of those difficulties, is it? Illness, financial problems, family issues, maybe in our marriage, with our children, with our elderly parents, with other relatives, personal conflicts, work pressures, accidents, unfair criticism from others. A whole range of things. We've all faced storms in our lives. It always struck me, I always remember when my mum and dad retired and they were looking forward to time together, to some holidays, to a bit of rest. And without warning, Mum had a serious stroke, and my dad became a full-time carer, just like that. And of course, COVID-19, to me, has been like a tsunami that swept across the world, changing all of our lives forever. I look out here and seeing you all with masks. How strange that is. Storms will come. But when they do, Jesus said, if we're building on sand, our lives will crumble. So what's the sand? What's he talking about? Well, lots of ideas we could probably come up with, but I think it includes the kind of things that he's warned against in the sermon, if you think back to some of the topics that we've looked at. It's when things like anger, lying, money, greed, judging other people, lust, and worry are part of our everyday lives, and we don't seek with God's help to try to change. We don't deal with them. Or maybe it's when wanting approval from people is a hidden motive rather than genuine love for them and their best interest. I guess it's when we build on the world's values and love and serve ourselves above loving and serving God and other people. And Jesus doesn't pull any punches. He said, if we build on sand, we are fools. But, and my third point, if we build on the rock, we will survive and we will flourish. If we're wise and sensible people, we'll build our lives on a strong foundation. That's common sense, isn't it? The problem is, it's hard work. It costs a lot more. And it takes longer to build on solid rock. When our children were little, one of the Bible stories we had was this story. And they used to love it. You can imagine it with the pictures. And in this story, there was one family that built their house on the beach. It took them about 3 hours, a bit like when we go and build a sandcastle. So they built this house very quickly, and there they were after that. They were sunbathing, they were swimming in the sea, they were having fun. And there was this other family that were sweating away in the hot sun, trying to build a house on the rocks at the back. And this family that had built their house on the beach would mock and laugh and make fun of this other family. They were partying while the other family were working hard. But eventually, the family building the house on the rock finished and they had their nice little house to live in. And you can guess what happened, can't you? A storm came and it washed away the house of the family that built it on the beach. Now, being a children's story, the ones on the rock were very kind and invited the other ones to come and live with them, and they all lived happily ever after. I did work out they wouldn't be able to do that today in Birmingham, would they? They'd have to go and build another house somewhere else. So what is the rock? What is the rock that Jesus is talking about? Well, 1 Corinthians 3 verse 11 says, "For no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ." We should aim to build our lives on the person of Jesus, on the salvation he offers, on the relationship with him that he freely gives us. Jesus is the foundation. So how do we build on that foundation? How do we build on the rock? Well, I think, like I said about the Birmingham Bullring and that family at the seaside, it needs to be planned. And it will take time, and it's hard work. And in fact, we may not see many results until the storms come. But it really is very simple. Listen again to what Jesus said. "Anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise, like a person who builds a house on solid rock." All we have to do is listen to Jesus and do what he says. The old hymn sums it up: "Trust and obey, for there is no other way to be happy in Jesus." And I've explored other ways, if you like. I always come back to that song. It's very simple. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus. So how do we listen to Jesus? Well, I think it's primarily through immersing ourselves in this book. It's a Bible, if you can't see. His love letter to us. Now, I'm not a theologian, and there's lots I find really hard in that book. but I do aim to read it every day. It's food, or in the context of today's story, it's concrete. It's solid. It's laying a strong foundation. I'd like to issue a little bit of a challenge, because today there's no excuse for not spending time in the Bible, because it's available in so many forms. Some people say, I don't like reading. Okay, it's available as an app. You can listen to it. My wife, Kathy, listens to an app every day, 10 minutes, with Bible verses and reflection. She's even lying in bed having a breakfast while she does it. So it's not that much hard work. We cannot build our life on the rock that is Jesus if we do not spend time with him. Simple, isn't it? So my prayer is that having worked our way through the greatest sermon ever preached, we'll want to experience more of the good and beautiful life that Jesus offers, a life that's available to anyone free of charge, the life Jesus has explained to us in this sermon in Matthew 5, chapters 5 to 7. I'd encourage you to reread it, to remind yourself of the kind of things we've been looking at, the things that will help us to live as he wants us to live. So I want to leave the final word on this series to Jesus himself. I want to read today's passage again from the Message version. So if you'd like to listen to this as normal, it's a bit more down to earth than the previous version that we had. So listen to this as I finish. These words I speak to you are not incidental additions to your life, homeowner improvements to your standard of living. They are foundational words, words to build a life on. If you work these words into your life, you are like a smart carpenter who built his house on solid rock. Rain poured down, the river flooded, a tornado hit, but nothing moved that house. It was fixed to the rock. But if you just use my words in Bible studies and don't work them into your life, you're like a stupid carpenter who built his house on the sandy beach. When a storm rolled in and the waves came up, it collapsed like a house of cards. When Jesus concluded his address, the crowd burst into applause. They'd never heard teaching like this. It was apparent that he was living everything he was saying. Quite a contrast to their religious teachers. This was the best teaching they had ever heard.
We're shortly going to pray together, and our prayers are going to be led by Kathy. But just before moving over to Kathy and the prayers, just a bit of another song that came to my mind while I was preparing this. Faithful one, so unchanging, ageless one, you're my rock of peace. Lord of all, I depend on you. I call out to you again and again. So let's just remember that as Kathy leads us in our prayers.
Let us pray. Thank you, God, for the amazing Sermon on the Mount that we've been able to think about together these last 12 weeks. Thank you that you are the rock that we want to build our lives on. And please forgive us for those times when sandy foundations have seemed a better option. But Lord, you know that rock can sometimes seem very slippy, very precarious, as the storms of life bash away at us. Help us to stay firm in our desire to not only hear your word, but also to put it into practice daily. And what tremendous storms we are experiencing worldwide as the pandemic takes lives, destroys livelihoods, and can bring fear to any of us. We plead with you to intervene, to give our governments wisdom as they aim to manage health and the economy, to help the scientists as they seek to develop a vaccine. Particularly, we pray today as we are increasingly limited in who we can see, when and where. Lord, we ask that you would comfort the lonely, be a companion to the isolated, and help us to maintain family and friendship groups in appropriate ways.
We ask for your protection for the young people we know going off to university, some for the first time. Help them and their families as they navigate the strange new world we live in. And Lord, we continue to pray here at Christ Church for the process to appoint a new vicar and ask that you will guide all those involved. And finally, as we finish this Sermon on the Mount series, let us say together the prayer that Jesus gave us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
So as we come to the end of our time together, Alan said we should aim to build our lives on the person of Jesus. And building our lives on the person of Jesus is about having a relationship with Jesus and about becoming more Christ-like. So in a moment, I'm going to close with a prayer for Christ-likeness from Cardinal John Newman. Before I do that, however, I would really like to thank all the people behind the scenes who've made this service happen today and do so on a weekly basis. When I arrived in the building this morning, there were already many people here before me setting up and getting ready so that I could do my bit, so that those of you in church could join in and those of you at home could watch as well. So thank you so much to all the people who put in so many hours on a week by week basis so that this can happen. Now shall we close then with Cardinal Newman's prayer for Christlikeness. Dear Jesus, help us to spread your fragrance everywhere we go. Flood our souls with your spirit and life. Penetrate and possess our whole beings so completely that all our lives may be only a radiance of yours. Shine through us and be so in us that everyone with whom we come into contact may feel your presence within us. Let them look up and see no longer us, but only Jesus. Amen.